Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying it.
It's good to. Yeah, sometimes you got to just feel the beat, especially after this high energy that we've all had for the last 24 hours. Quickly, I just want to talk to you about the Cavs for a second. And then if you've got thoughts on what the Browns need to do tonight, just hop on in at 216-474-0092. So let's go back to the Cavs for a moment. Yes, I wish they would have won last night, and I get it. And the great thing about last night is they were hidden behind the Browns draft. Is that a game that stings and could sting in the game four?
See, that's the problem, is they watch the way they played, and it feels like the way that they've played in years past, and it seems like the downfall of where they've always ended up. They're kind of in, like, I don't know, I'm nervous, but I'm not worried, like, if that makes sense. Like, I am one spot before I'm legitimately concerned. I think they're beating the Raptors. I don't have a question about that. I still feel like they're miles a better team, and they all played so bad last night that how do you repeat that and play that poorly again? But at the same time, like, I mean, I'm worried about this team moving further. Like, that Toronto team is not that physical. They're not that big-bodied of a team. And, I mean, Detroit or Orlando is going to be, you know, twice, three times as physical as this Toronto team. You're going to have real problems if that's the case. Like, you're not pushing Jalen Duren around the same way they're pushing Jakob Poeltl or, you know, what is it, Mamu Kelechevili. Like, you're not doing either of those the same way with Jalen Duren. You're just not going to have your way. And if you can't figure it out against Toronto, I don't know that you're ever figuring it out.
So one of the, I guess the, you know, you play mind games sometimes and you're like, okay, well, I'm trying to, when you have a 4-5 series, they're supposed to be this way. They're not supposed to be gentlemen sweeps. They're not supposed to be sweeps. These are the game. These are the series that are, should go 6-7 games. And so I'm like, I'm trying to justify it. But you can't turn the ball over the way they did. Yes, I mean, they were like, "Oh, here, take this. Oh, God, you get it." I mean, you can't be. It's almost like they weren't locked in for last night's game. And it's just when you get this deep into the season and you're at the playoff, like, you got to show up. You showed up for game one. You showed up for game two. And if you win game four, no one's going to care about game three. My concern is the fourth quarter, and despite how bad they were playing, it was still a close game, and then they took off at the end. And that concerns me, because if they played even with you for three-plus quarters, now all of a sudden you have given them a reason to believe they can come back. They know, hey, we just got to do this one more time, be better than them in the fourth quarter, conceptually. And now all of a sudden you're tied at two, and now you're coming back here, and here we go. Here we go. They could have just stepped on Toronto's throat last night and ended this, and they didn't. And I wish they would have had the killer instinct. And it brings us back to our biggest concern about the franchise, which feels like every year. And it was irritating last year against Indiana, although I probably should have respected Indiana a little bit more. Mm-hmm. When you have the opportunity to step on somebody's throat in this situation in the sports setting, you got to do it.
It's what makes the first quarter of game four so impactful, right? Like,
right.
You have to come out guns a-blazing, because I think that was part of the problem. Is obviously, I mean, they were outplaying you for the first three quarters too. You were just somehow hanging in and surviving, but you gave them the life. Like, by not putting them away in the first quarter, not getting out, you allowed the fans to be involved, the crowd to be involved, you allowed them to believe, and they just fed off that energy in the fourth quarter. I mean, every player was playing with their confidence as high as can be.
Yeah, it was we're a champion. I mean, like, they were doing champions poses after hitting buckets.
Like, you can't let Scottie Barnes think he's the best forward in the world in this series. Like, you have to humble him. You can't let Brandon Ingram think there's a chance he actually turns it around in this series. These are the guys you have to humble. And it's like, they didn't do anything to do that last night. The defense was soft. Offensively, I mean, again, you talk about turnovers. It was such a big problem with this team with Darius Garland. Like, they couldn't bring the ball up the floor, or you were draining Donovan by the end of the game trying to do it.
And then your desperation three team at the end of the game, and those, it's brutal. I can't watch those games.
I mean, it almost felt like that's what they were for a majority of it, right? Like, Evan wasn't really getting what he wanted to, so they're like, oh, we're just going to shoot threes. End up shooting like 40, 45 threes, somewhere in that range. It was like, you didn't have the same impact, and Toronto beat you because everything was so good inside that you felt like you had to start defending it. And then they just knocked down their threes in a way that I don't think will continue. But it was there. They were open.
Do you find it interesting that every series in the East is now every, I think every series, yeah, every series is, well, no, I take it back. Pistons, at least there's no sweeps in the East. Let's put it that way. So Pistons, Magic are 1-1. We're 2-1. Knicks and Hawks, Atlanta leads that. I never in a million years would have thought that was going to happen, but we knew it would be a good series. Still, Atlanta's up 2-1.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One and that one, and then Celtics Sixers is 1-1.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Celtics will push that series pretty early.
I do too. But
CJ McCollum has been incredible for Atlanta.
Let's be honest. I mean, Celtics Sixers are 1-1, and if you give Philly life, they're going to take advantage of it. Could you imagine if like the Knicks and the Celtics got knocked out in the first round?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be wild. I think that's where the don't panic side of this comes in, though, right? Like, we look at every other series. Yeah. Everybody else is sitting there with a loss. Like, especially when you walk into Toronto and you lose one on opposing soil. Like, okay. I mean, if you are going to lose a game in this series, it was probably either going to be game two. They were going to come out and surprise you the second time at home.
That happens all the time, too.
Or it was going to be the first game in Toronto where they get there, they get to feel the crowd. It's your first time playing there. Toronto is a great atmosphere. I mean, they're one of the best playoff atmospheres in basketball. Crowd showed up. Like, they were loud. The Cavs were clearly bothered. They didn't feel comfortable. I mean, just go look at everybody shooting from three. If your name wasn't Max Strus or Jalen Tyson, you had an abysmal night from beyond the arc.
True.
So, I think it's just a calm the nerves. Again, the mentality scares me, but the result last night, it's unfortunate. Would have loved to see a sweep, but it's now go get it done in five games. You had the hiccup. You had what you saw. Now go get it done.
Matt Corrali time. You back there? You hanging out in the bullpen there?
Oh, yeah, we're back here.
I was making sure. Did we have a moment of the show in my rambling over the last 4 hours?
We did somehow, some way. It comes
and the Mensa-like information that we got from Mr. Molnick.
It comes from Texas A&M play-by-play guy Andrew Monaco talking about Casey Concepcion, one of the newer Cleveland Browns, and he talked about how much of a leader he was, how much guys gravitated towards him in the wide receiver room, and this was a big reason why.
This wasn't, I didn't get the ball and he quits on the play. You watch KC, even if he's not getting the ball, he's going to run that route because you just never know when you're going to be that option if the first, the second read isn't there. He's always there. That's what I really like about him.
And there you have it. He was one of our three guests today. We had Andrew Monaco from Texas A&M, as you just heard, Bill Riley from Utah, Eric Edholm. All three of those guys were with us today. And if you want to listen to any of those interviews, well, they're all available on the Odyssey app. So, you know, we had some good interviews. I think the general tone of today's show, though, was, okay, they did what they needed to do.
I feel like that's what we've taken away from all of this. It's just, there shouldn't have been a reason for panic today. Nobody should be upset. You don't have to be, again, elated. You just have to be at a spot of, we're comfortable, right? Like, we're okay. And we'll see what happens on day two and three. Go draft the best player available now, by the way. You've addressed your needs. Just go get the best players.
All right, Jake, you can take your tassel and you can move it to the other side of cap and gown. And we ask you this question. Why are you smarter? It's brought to you by QC Kinetics, the leader in regenerative medicine. If you're in pain, give QC Kinetics a call at 216-770-5488. That's 216-770-5488. Let's talk to our first graduate of the day. He would be Dan Menigan.
Our social media mentions are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads. Smarter today after talking with Bill Riley. A lot of good stuff about Spencer Fano there. If you weren't excited for that guy before, you're excited for him now.
Matt Corrali time.
I'm smarter today because of Eric Edholm of NFL.com. Good national perspective on what the Browns did last night. You can listen to that interview, 92.3thefan.com, using the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app as well.
Jake, first let me ask you, will you be able to go out and have a nice dinner tonight, relax, and have your own Friday night? This is going to be fun,
huh? This is going to be perfect. Can't imagine. I get to enjoy the draft.
Yes.
Day two of the draft. I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, we need less draft so we can have more of you on the air. Why are you smarter, though?
smarter today because, honestly, the conversations we had as a whole, along with Andrew Monaco on Casey Concepcion, I think that it's more so than just what he did on the field. A lot of the type of person he is, the determination. He told you, that guy's going to fix the drops. I'll believe him.
Yeah, I'm smarter today, Jake, but what you were saying when I was coming in when I missed the first 40 minutes of the show today and it was a little bit late, talking about the number of drops that some of the best receivers in the NFL had in college. I thought those stats were off the hook. And they, if you're worried about Concepcion, let him make the mistakes here in the NFL and then judge him. As of right now, I don't think he has any drops for the Browns. I don't know. Have you noticed that?
No, I think he said he had zero. He did get the microphone and the phone when he was taking the call. I think he was all right. He held on to that one.
Okay, so he's one for one in opportunities, and we'll see what they are going to do tonight as we head into rounds two and three. You know you can get all the information you need right here on 92.3 The Fan. And, of course, the afternoon drive is going to give you their take on what the Browns did yesterday, what the Cavs are up against this weekend. Be a hero. Be a real hero. Be an organ donor. Lifebank.org. See ya, Cleveland. See ya. We'll talk to you on Monday. We'll have the whole draft and the Cavaliers when we come back after the weekend. Be safe. See ya, Cleveland.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.